Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Less. We'll be focusing on the last pasuk of Kapitel Chav Zayin. Kapitel Chav Zayin is the David Hashem Oyer Biyishi. That's where we begin the 27th chapter of Tehillim. We end Kapitel Chav Zayin. Kavei El Hashem Chazak V'yametz Libecho V'kavei El Hashem. David HaMelech is telling us that we have to yearn for Hashem's assistance. We have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, at the end of the first wide line, that's Daf Lev, ask the following question. What should a person do if he sees his tefillahs are not answered? Maybe Hashem is saying no. Maybe he should move on. What does the Gemara say? Amar b'chama b'chanina. Im ro odom. If a person sees shehi spalel v'loy nene, that he davened and he wasn't answered, what is the correct approach that this person should take? Yachzor v'yispalo. He should go back and daven again. Yachzor v'yispalo. Where does the Gemara learn this out from? That if a person davens and his tefillah is not answered, that he should go back and daven again? Shenemar, and it brings a pasuk, Kavei El Hashem, Chazak v'yamis libecho v'kavei El Hashem. The Gemara brings our pasuk. Kavei El Hashem, hope to Hashem. Have confidence that Hashem will help you. And what happens if you davened and you weren't successful and your tefillah is being answered yet? Chazak v'yametz libecha. Strengthen yourself. Chazak v'yametz libecha. V'kavei El Hashem again. And daven to Hashem again. Our job is to put our bitachin, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go to bat, you have to have confidence you can hit the ball. If you weren't successful the first time, you never give up. There's a word, there's a whole sugya in Eilu Metzius of Yiyush Shalai Midas. A person gives up hope. The word Yiyush means to give up hope. There's a whole famous sugya. I was just learning this with my son, my fifth grader. The word yush in hashkafa, to give up hope, is a treif approach. We never give up hope. A yid knows that he never gives up hope. You have to try and try and never throw in the towel. And this is what David HaMelech, who went through so many trials and tribulations and suffering and sorrows, is telling us, Kavi El Hashem. If there's anyone who could have said, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's Hashem? This is David HaMelech. With all the difficulties he went through in his life, all the challenges, but David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and strengthens his emunah, his bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavi El Hashem. Chazak, strengthen yourself. We have to have confidence in ourselves. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. I want to share with you Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Very famous piece, just to read the first few lines. In Oitz Kuf Nun Dalit. We had to live every day of our lives with these words. Says Rabbi Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin. Kishem shetzarich odom lehamin b'Hashem Yisbarach. The same way a person is obligated to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have emuna, we have to have bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach. Kach tzarich achar kach lehamin b'atzmai. After a person puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he then has that confidence in himself. Kach tzorich achar kach lehamin ba'atzmoy. A person has to have trust in himself. A person has to have confidence. Whatever you do in life, wherever you go, you have to be confident in yourself that you can be successful. You will be successful. First, we put a bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will help me. Kavei el Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz libecha. And then Kavei el Hashem, you daven again. As the Gemara, that same Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis says, that there are four things that require chizuk on a regular basis. And one of those four things is tefillah. Tefillah requires constant chizuk. This is our emuna in the tefillah. This is our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after we accept upon ourselves, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad. Hashem is one, the Kol Yochol, who can do everything and does everything. You have to believe in yourself because you can be successful. This is what Rabbi Tzadik is telling us. We have to mechazik ourselves, we have to look in the mirror and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believe in that person you see in the mirror. Have confidence in you, in yourself. This pasuk, this last pasuk of Kapitel Chav Zayin, has 9 words, which can be divided up into 3 different sections. Kavei el Hashem, the first 3 words. Hope to Hashem and be strong. Kavei el Hashem, be strong. Chazak v'yamis libecho. Strengthen yourself. And he will give you courage. The next 3 words. V'kavei el Hashem once again. And hope in Hashem. Help to Hashem once again. The first 3 words are telling us to hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know where to turn to. Then, this message is repeated in the last 3 words, as we just explained. The middle 3 words, Chazek v'yamis libecho, are telling us to strengthen ourselves. Believe in yourself, like Rabbi Tzadik just told us. Says the Eben Ezra, after you strengthen yourself, Hashem will give you courage. Hashem will give you strength. And this is the cycle. You constantly have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you constantly have to believe in yourself. And the more you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthens you. We use many times a mashal about a person going to a gym to exercise and lift weights. And that's exactly what's going on over here. You go to the gym and you push yourself. And you lift more weights than you ever imagined you can do. The next time, you take that level amount of weights and you go, you break your own record. And you go and you lift more weights. And it's a constant cycle. You're getting stronger and stronger physically. And it's the same thing with your emunah. You trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you put bitachon in me, I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to make you so strong in your emunah. And when a person is strong as in his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the happiest person in the world. He trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has confidence in himself. Nothing can stop this individual. No matter what sorrow lo yaleinu might come his way. He has bitachon. He has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Metzudas David says that the trust that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the schus when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us worthy. A person becomes zoiche for Hashem's assistance and Hashem's Yeshua when he puts his bitachon in Hashem. Kavei el Hashem. When a person has a confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him, that is the schus that the Yeshua will come, says the Metzudas David. Rabbi Zelig Plissin asked the following question, a very important question, a very basic question. And the question is, what is the root element? What are the basic understanding of having hope in Hashem? What does it mean to have hope in Hashem? What does it mean to have Kavei el Hashem? Put your confidence in Hashem. And he answers as follows. when a person realizes, when you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very essence of chesed and rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassion. When you realize this, that Hashem loves you, Hashem loves every single individual person, Hashem loves you on the deepest level possible. Sometimes it's painful if a person doesn't feel love, chas v'shalom. Whether it's a friend, whether, rachmon etzlan, it's a spouse, whatever it might be. But a person has to always know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves you. When a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochol, the Almighty Powerful, that He and only He has the ability to help you, this is what it means, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamis Libecha, that you put your hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very essence of kindness and compassion. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you to the deepest, greatest level possible. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochol, has all the power in the world to make sure that He can save you from your situation, whatever the situation might be, on a personal, on a global level. Thinking these thoughts, thinking these machshavos of yearning, of hoping to Hashem, enhances a person's life. Once again, a person creates in himself a menuchas hanefesh, a yishva das, a tranquility, because he knows he is doing everything possible. He's doing his ishtadlus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Then when a person really believes it, he has the utmost menuchas hanefesh. This menuchas hanefesh, this is something we all want. Everybody, every single person wants to have peace, inner peace, tranquility. And the way we gain this is after we do our hishtadlus and our life, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even before we do our hishtadlus. Kaveh El Hashem, chazak v'yamis libecha, v'kaveh El Hashem. We always constantly turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we trust in Hashem, that Hashem will save us. And as Mitzvus David said, the mere fact that we put our bitochen, our yearning, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the schus as to why we should be successful, why Hashem will answer our tefillos. The Malbim takes another beautiful approach. And the Malbim explains, what does this mean to be kaveh El Hashem, to hope to Hashem? And he says there's a difference when a person puts his bitochen, his kaveh, into another human being, that someone else will help him, as opposed to he puts his kaveh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when a person puts his yearning for someone else to help him, for a human being to help him, the goal is that the person should help you. However, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaveh El Hashem, when we are yearning for Hashem's assistance, the mere fact that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that elevates us, that spiritual elevation, that is the goal itself. That is the goal, that when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're showing, I trust in you. Rav Volbi Zatzal says that when a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a parent, when everyone davens to Hashem, and they have a little child, they're ingraining inside, they're holding that child, and the child sees they're making a bracha, and the child sees they're davening, and there's no one else there, it's just the parent. Well, what are they moving their mouth? Who are they moving their lips to? What are they saying? That's a tefillah. They're the parent, the adult, whoever is making that bracha in front of the little child, is teaching that child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears what I am saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to me. And He is the Kol Yochol. He can answer my tefillos. I'd like to ask you a question. We're discussing Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamis Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. We're discussing hoping to Hashem, yearning to Hashem, showing your emunah and bitachon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. question is as follows. What's the difference between a person living his life, yearning, hoping, having confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address to turn to, and not having that address to turn to? What's the difference between having this hope and not having this hope in Hashem? And the answer is very simple. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, he explains, and it's a very important Yesod HaChaim, a very important Mahalach HaChaim that we have to understand applies to all aspects of life. That when the person has a lack of hope, it causes discouragement, and unfortunately causes depression. Pessimism creates this self-fulfilling prognosis. A person feels, I will not be successful. They are not successful. If you believe you cannot succeed, then the person will most probably not succeed at whatever he's trying. However, the other side is true as well. A person who creates this positive energy, and he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaveh El Hashem, and he repeats this over, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak Yam Sibecha, V'Kaveh El Hashem, constantly repeating this message to himself. He's creating this positive energy, this confidence. He's going to bat with the mindset, I'm going to hit the ball. He tells himself, I will be successful. I'll be optimistic. And yes, we won't be always successful, but there's no question. The chances for the person to be successful with a positive attitude are much better with a negative attitude. This is what happens when a person creates this mindset of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said, Kishem she'odom tzorich lahamim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach tzorich lahamim b'atzma. The same way a person has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I can be successful and I will be successful. It's not a matter of failing at something. It's a matter of, if you fail, you have to get up. Life is about failing and getting up from those failures. But don't sit down. Kaveh El Hashem. V'chazak yam sebechav. Kaveh El Hashem. I want to conclude with a suggestion. I'm talking to myself as well. We go through life with situations where all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we see the Yad Hashem. Siyata Shmaya type of story that we tell, we say, oh, this is going to be in the next art scroll book, this type of story. Write this down. Write your personal story down. Write down your diary of your Siyata Shmaya stories. And start compiling it, not for publication, but for yourself. This will build the chizik in the muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaveh El Hashem, you're yearning to Hashem. You had difficulty in whatever it might have been. Whether it was Parnasa, whether it was Shidduch, whether it was whatever this Nisayah might have been. And you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his lending hand and took you out of that situation. And we have to open our eyes to see the chasadim from Hashem. It happens many times that we go through the motions and we don't appreciate all the chesed from Hashem. We should be zoiche to make this theme of yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yam Mislibecha, Kaveh El Hashem, as part of our life. And we do this every single day, three times a day, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Birchos Avos, and we dive into Hashem because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel. And when a person dives into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that Hashem is the right address, then he has his 13 Bakashos of Shemoneh Esrei. He knows, he's asking the Kol Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, for all of his requests, because Hashem is the address to turn to. Which let us all be zoiche to incorporate this pasuk of David HaMelech here, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamasi Becha V'kaveh El Hashem, into our lives.